Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we got 3 hours left in the show. We're going to try to keep it positive, think about all the great things we can do in the garden, and thinking about all those things. So we're going to get right into the phone lines and try to help you out. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bob's in South Portland, Maine.
Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
Patrick, thanks for taking the call on this Sunday morning. I have two quick questions. Number one, somehow or another, some bird deposited poppy seeds in our garden. And believe it or not, one of them is already 6 inches tall, and the other one is fighting for its life. Is there any way I can protect them? And the other thing is, my wife started flower seedlings in the basement, and now they're 2 to 3 inches tall with 2 or 3 leaves on them. Where do we go from here?
Okay. So for the ones that are outside, you're in South Portland, so you're at least an hour north of me. It's going to take a little bit longer than that. Depends on how fast you go. But I digress. Anyways, you're going to be a little bit colder longer, so your frost date's going to be a little bit later. So you have some time before you aren't going to worry, really, about them. So you could be, on days that it's going to be a little bit too cold, a blanket could go over them. You can put mulch around them. You can put straw or salt marsh hay around them just to protect them. But looking at the weather the rest of this week, it should be pretty nice temperature-wise and not dipping down too cold. So being able to keep something outside for a longer period of time might actually be good for the establishment of the plant that's there, because you won't have to worry about the weather and it, acclimating to that temperature. That's what we're looking for the plant. So I think this week is going to be very helpful when it comes to that. But if you see any drastic drops in temperature, and by drastic drops, I'm talking like, say it's going, into the low 20s or, even lower. That's something I would worry about. As far as, having in the 30s, anything below like 35 is when I'd get a little nervous at night. So you might be able to cover them with like a salt marsh hay or something like that, just to get them so they'll stay with you and develop. Not completely necessary if if they've been growing already and we've already had some of these cold nights. I know the past week with all the rain, there were cold nights and cold days, so the plant might be a little bit established. But that's how I would look at it. Does that make sense?
Yep. One of them, I put a plastic shield around him.
Yep.
Because we were going to get snow a couple days ago.
Yep.
And he is just going crazy because he's out of the wind on the south side of the house. And won't he get sunny days? It's hot over there. So,
yeah.
But the other one's out in the field. So what I ended up doing just yesterday is I took a clear plastic cone and stuck it in the ground over it just to keep the wind off it, because I don't know how the hell they got there. Excuse the French, but the next thing you know, we had to take pictures, and we found a website that would tell us what it was, and
yep.
It was poppies, and I don't know how it happened, but it is.
So it's most likely a bird that has done it. The one thing that I'd be weary about this week with the warm weather coming, take those domes that you have on those plants off. Because it's basically creating like a little greenhouse.
Yep, I hear
you. And so it's warming it up and giving it almost like perfect growing conditions, right? So we want to kind of slow that down a little bit with the... Because so picture it as 60 degrees out with a dome over it like in a greenhouse. Now, I know a greenhouse, like our greenhouses where I work, if it's 60 degrees outside, the greenhouse itself is going to be closer to 80. It's going to be like 75, just with the sun, you know, everything like that, right? So
sure.
Just kind of picture that if it's 60 degrees outside and these have little greenhouses on top of them. So it's almost what it's going to do is long term, it's going to shock them when we do get that cooler weather. So what I'd like to see you do is kind of take those out during the warm periods. You can put them in when it's going to be some extreme temperatures, some extreme weather to help them. But I want it to get a little bit more natural airflow to allow it to be more acclimated to the weather. Does that make sense?
It sure does. It sure does. Yep. Okay.
Now, as far as the plants your wife is growing, are they poppies as well, or is it just general type plants?
They're flowers. They're all flowers.
Okay.
We haven't done anything with vegetables yet. Okay, but and there must be 30 to 40 of them, and they're 2 to 3 inches high, and most all of them have 2 to 4, maybe 5 leaves on them already.
Okay.
So where do we go from here?
So what I would be doing, do you have like a grow light over them?
All I have is an old 4-foot fluorescent light.
It doesn't have
grow bulbs in it. It just has standard, you know, in-house.
Yeah. But it's still giving it some light during the day over it. So that's helping. Yep. What I would do is, at this point, I don't want to completely slow it down, but I want to get it so that it's not going to be too far past. And when I say past, I mean too far, like, ready in the next couple weeks before you could actually put it outside. So it might be something to bring, to an area that has a self-facing window that will get some of the natural light during the day and start to see, you know, how the days are going to change. So it's a fluorescent light. It's just light all around it at all times. It's not getting any shade at any points. It's not seeing clouds. It's not, you know, getting that weather, right? We're just, mm-hmm. we're forcing it to grow in perfect conditions, in essence, is what we're trying to do. And so I'd want you to bring it in like a south-facing window to get that natural light and get the feel of what's going on outside. During the nice warm days that will happen, anything in like the 50s or more, bring them outside to a porch or an area where you can put them so they'll get some of that sun. But bring them back inside when it's going to get cold and overnight. What I want you to start doing is getting them ready to be outside. A lot of times, like at the garden center right now, we have a lot of annuals that are starting to pop in. The pansies, right? We want to get those outside. But we've had some nights where it's too cold, so we're bringing those in the greenhouse at night. But we're bringing them out during the day to get that the plant to acclimate to the weather. We're actually looking at everything. We're almost at the point where we're just going to say, all right, leave the pansies out every night. I think we're actually, I think we're actually there at this point, unless we get some crazy, you know, dropping. But we're doing the same type of thing. I'd want you to do the same thing with your seedlings. They're okay. going to be a little weaker, right? Because they're younger. They're not as established. They're just sprouts, if you will. So bring them outside during that warm day, then bring them inside. And if we're not having like a nice day or it's cloudy or something like that, bring them in, you know, a south-facing window. But now's the time to start getting them thinking about that, because you're starting to see the leaves. You're starting to see that if you leave them under the fluorescent light for too long, they could start pushing their flowers early. They could start pushing everything instead of being able to enjoy them in the yard. So that's why I want you to kind of, you know, take a little slow down with them, bring them up into the light, the natural light, and work your way with that.
Okay. We're going to give that a shot then. I know where I'm going.
All right, Bob. Good luck.
Okay.
And,
thank you. Oh, listen. Well,
yeah.
I sent you a picture of some wild vine of a week or two ago. Were you able to get it?
I'm sure I have it in my email. The past couple of weeks have been a little
okay, hectic. I can well understand. Right, I can well understand. Yep.
We're all going a little hectic around here, but I'll take a look at it today, Bob. I know.
Okay, no problem. I was just curious.
I appreciate the reminder, but I'll see what I can do for you. Alrighty.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
have a great
Bob.
Weekend.
You
take
too.
Care. Right on. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. We can get back more of your questions. Be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, I want to go back because I'm hoping Bob from South Portland's listening. I just looked at the picture you sent me. Is a pencil cactus. So you're right with the subject of cactus. It is a pencil cactus. I can email you with some more information. So just wanted to put that out there. Now, I know I have full line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Daryl's in Pittsford, Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
In the nursery.
Yep.
Most of your trees and, well, I guess the shrubs come in as a bald root.
A lot will
bare root now.
So pretty much everything's going to show up at a garden center at my nursery in a root ball, B&B, or a container.
Okay. And when you go to plant those, do you open those bald roots all the way up like a bare root, or are they planted in the ball?
Well, so it depends on who you ask with that one, because a lot of people, right? So a lot of people will actually look at it and say, well, you know, try to keep
the,
yeah, keep that root ball intact. Take as much of the burlap off as possible. Take the cage off if it's got a cage. Some people will tell you just to leave the bottom part of the cage, even though it'll just rust. It won't go away. But, you know, that's somewhere. I'll do a combination of all of it. If I can get the cage off without completely destroying the structure of the root system, I'll take the cage off myself. I'll take off the burlap. Even though it's biodegradable, I still want to get it out of there. The other thing I like to look at when I'm planting is, in a lot of the garden, and when they're digging the plants in the fields, they'll actually put soil on top of the root ball back to it to cover the root flare of the plant. So I actually will dig off the first couple inches of soil on the top to find the root flare, so that will be able to breathe when you're planting it. So it depends on who you talk to, but that's kind of how I would do it myself.
I worked with a guy quite a while ago. He was starting his own little orchard here in Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
And he drove off somewhere, and he wouldn't tell me, probably a good idea. And he got these apple trees with the ball root on the bottom. And when he came back, we actually cut the ball, you know, cut the cage off it. And we soaked them in, watering tubs.
Mm-hmm.
Until the roots opened up, like they were, bare roots.
Yeah, exactly.
Playing that way. And that was, there are a few things I've done in my life that are probably more, harder to do and tiring. And that's going to be right up there.
Yeah.
But he said, why are you doing this? He said, they won't tip over. And I said, okay, that makes sense. It's not a, it's not a hip or something that you're replacing.
Yeah.
And, and I remember doing that. It was an awful lot of work, and I was just wondering if that's the trend, is to open up literally open them right up like you stretched your hand out.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, some seeds starting, they're looking to do that. The roots aren't even there, but you'll soak them in water for a few days just to really get them absorbed. Like if you look at sprouts, we did some sprouts at the house because I wanted something that was going to develop really quickly to show my kids.
Right.
And they recommend 8 to 12 hours of sitting in water first to open it up and get it ready. And then it starts to, it sprouts in basically 5 to 6 days. That's kind of something I've seen when it comes to all the bare roots. But it goes to the watering heavily when you plant. It's almost like the same thing. I personally probably wouldn't be doing it with a root ball because that's going to be too much work. I can be a little bit lazy when it comes to that.
We live through it,
Yeah.
But if you did it professionally, it might be quite a bit. But we open it right up and...
Well, I think it's definitely worth it.
The northern part of the world, up there in Minnesota.
Yeah.
You might consider raised beds.
Yeah, I think we've actually talked about the raised beds with him before, because I think it's going to help him with the very sandy soil.
Right, and they'll heat up faster.
Exactly. I think that's definitely a great idea, Daryl.
All right.
All right, be good. You too.
Esfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfomer.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump defending his firing of the Intelligence Community's Inspector General, the official who alerted Congress to the Ukraine whistleblower's complaint, which led to the impeachment proceedings against President Trump. He was asked about the decision to fire Michael Atkinson during yesterday's coronavirus task force briefing.
He took a fake report and he brought it to Congress. With an emergency, okay? Not a big Trump fan, that I can tell you.
And the president had this to say about the whistleblower.
He's a fake whistleblower. And frankly, somebody ought to sue his off. All right.
President Trump says the NFL should expect to start on time in September. He had a conference call with all Major League Sports commissioners yesterday and said he wants to have fans back in stadiums at least by August.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We do have a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right into them. Nathan, who's up next?
Carol's in Weymouth.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I have a great interest in a plant that I really don't know much about, but as I researched it, I found out that it's a poisonous plant, and I'm wondering if I should be growing it in my yard. It's called the Datura plant.
Okay. I think it. I think it's an actual, an awesome plant. The Datura or the Angel's Trumpet, sometimes they'll call it. So it was used as a sedative back in the way back by the I believe the Aztecs. You actually can boil it into like a tea. That's how it's done for poison. If it's done the right way, it's not completely poisonous. It's almost like a hallucinogenic. That's why that's why people have looked at it as such a bad thing, right? But I will tell you, my family, my father, when we had the nursery, used to grow them by cuttings. We would just take cuttings about 4 or 5 inches and put them in rooting hormone and just put them in soil and plant away. They love to grow by cuttings. They are awesome plants. Tons of different colors. They have some that are more native that have almost like a purpley and white tinge to it. But the more tropical ones are like the white, the yellow, the pink, and it's like an orangey yellow. You can always tell the orange one that's going to grow by the way the leaves are. The leaves are like serrated. Versus the white and the pink, which are just rounded leaves on them. Love sun. They love, you know, I'd consider them a house plant in the area, depending upon the variety. Like I said, there's one that has like a darker green leaf, darker stem, and it has like a purple flower to it. Sometimes I've seen them actually show up as like from weed seeds. But the other ones that are like that white, that orangey, and the pink, those I'd consider like a house plant in this area, bringing them in during the winter months and the fall months. But yeah, so the sap that's on there is poisonous. You know, depending upon if you have like an animal inside, like a cat or a dog that's eating the plants, I believe they'd have to eat, you know, a lot of it. They're part of their weight in the leaves. But it is something that is so cool, such as awesome flowers. And you can, over time, you can almost make it one into like a tree form, or you can have it in the bush form. I mean, there's so many opportunities with this Datura. I highly recommend it.
It's not dangerous to have in the house if you have children.
No, so, you know, as long as they're, you know, you kind of explain what's going on with them.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google, I think it's like, usually with plants, like it, say like a poinsettia, for example, people are, you know, it's a poinsettia is poisonous, but you have to eat your weight in the leaves for it to be poisonous to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that's the case with this, because it is, like I said, the sap is boiled down. People have made teas out of it into like a, you know, that was back way back in the day. I'm sure it's still being done. But I'd have to look a little bit more into it of how much, you know. I would think they would have to eat a lot of it, but I wouldn't recommend eating any of it in general, right?
My question is, I have one that's 3 feet tall. Do I put it outside at this point, or I figured it was a warm plant because it said it came from Central America.
Yeah,
so I wasn't going to put it out right away.
So what I would want you to do is bring it outside during the warm days, like where, you know, during the week, it's supposed to be in the 60s, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least part of the week. Bring it in at night, just because the temperatures are going from, we're going to get into the 60s down to 40. There's a big temperature drop there, right?
Yeah.
So I'd want you to bring it inside to just have that temperature, not be too high on the fluctuation.
Right.
I wouldn't leave it outdoors at least until the end of May.
Oh.
Overnight. And, you know, it could be a little bit earlier, but you would have to just see how the weather is doing. If we're not having large jumps in weather temperature, then you could probably leave it out earlier. But I'd get it out during the day to push its growth. I mean, it's one that you can actually have for year after year, but and even take cuttings and have smaller plants all around. It's that easy to do.
Oh, good, good. I have a family that's very interested in the plant, and I was told by one of them that it was very dangerous.
It is poisonous, but you need to look into it a little bit again, I'd have to look deeper and research how much it is. A lot of times it depends on, you know, the growing habits, how old the plant is, and how much that is actually, how much of it you would have to have.
Right. I got to, I can research it myself. I can find out just what you're talking about.
Yeah,
and
it is something that can be made into, you know, I just pulled up a website just to see if I could find something on that. I mean, part of it is saying that, you know, people have used it as poisons. So that's kind of scary. But if it's not ingested and you're not having somebody just, you know, over there chewing on the leaves, I think you're going to be all right with it.
Okay. And it likes full sun. Love sun.
Yep.
Patrick, I can't thank you enough.
No problem.
God bless your family.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Have a great one. All right. We appreciate the phone call. Dator, one of the family favorites. My family loved it. I grew a lot of it, so I'm glad we can talk about it. I do have another call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Teresa is in Nashua.
Teresa, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning.
Two questions for you. How early or when do I put grub eggs on the lawn? I have a lot of grubs
in
a section of the lawn.
Okay, any season-long grub killer, anything that says it's a season-long grub killer, you're not going to want to put down until end of May, beginning of June. Right now is not the time to be putting a season-long, because the season-long is only 3 months, right, for this product. So 3 months from now, we're at the beginning of April. That's all of April, all of May, and all of June. So we're missing when they're the most active as they're coming up into the soil, and we're not getting the late season in August, towards the end of the season. So that's why we want to do it closer to June, right, the beginning of June, and getting it into the soil then. If you have lots of grubs right now, you'd be looking at a faster, like a Dilox product. Dilox is the ingredient in the 24-hour insect killer from Bio Advanced, formerly, I can't think of the name right now. So the product that's in it is Dilox. The bag is a black bag. It has a very distinct smell to it. It's almost, it's a very sweet smell to it. And it's going to say a 24-hour insect killer on it from I can't think of the name right now. I apologize. But okay. They call it now as Bio-Advanced. Bio-Advanced is the name of the company. It's a Bayer product. That's what I'm looking for. Bayer was the company. They've changed over to Bio-Advanced. But that product for the grubs right now, what it is it puts everything it has down in 24 hours to kill the non-beneficial insects that are in the lawn there. So if you're having grubs at this time, that's the one you would use, where you would use like a Grub X or a season-long grub control starting at the end of May, beginning of June.
Okay. Now, can I add Grub X to my flower pots? Because I noticed last fall when I emptied my flower pots, there were grubs in the soil.
Okay. Now, is it just flowers or is it going to be vegetables?
No, it's just flowers.
So you can add it to the flower pots. Just sprinkle it in. I wouldn't do a lot of it, but just sprinkle it into the soil. Don't take it and like mix it into the soil in like a big bag. You know, put everything into the pot. And then sprinkle on the outside. But again, you're going to be looking to do it a little bit later in the season, closer to the end of May, beginning of June.
Okay, that's great. Now, if I put my lawn fertilizer, I usually do the Scott's 4-step.
Yep.
If I put the first step now and I do the Grub X later, will that harm the fertilizer?
Nope, not at all. So they're doing two separate things. And they're going, you know, the fertilizer is going to help the root system, whereas this insecticide, this product that's going to kill the grubs, is doing something different. So they're not going to affect each other. You could almost look at it and say, all right, step two, I'm going to do in 6 weeks from now. You could almost put that Grub X around that time. You could do it the same day, you know, right after another, not right on the same time. That type of thing.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Patrick. Enjoy your show every Sunday.
Well, thank you for calling, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, likewise. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we do have another call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
It's Bill in Cape Cod, and just warn you, we're about up to the break here.
I appreciate it. Bill, I want to bring you online, and we've got about a minute before the break. I don't want to... just didn't want you to sit on hold any longer. So good morning. When we start with your question today.
Good morning. My question is horticultural oil. Can I spray now I know it's going to be in the 50s next couple of days, but my apple trees are just kicking out a tiny bud. I know your father said one time that you can't use horticulture oil when they're flowering, but how about this early?
So when they're right now, they're starting to form their buds before they flower, so you could actually do it now. When they're flowering, you don't want to use it. Multiple reasons. One, you're gonna suffocate any beneficial insect that's coming in there. It's an oil based, and no matter what the insect is, it's going to suffocate it, right? And we don't want to do that, especially with bees trying to pollinate. So that's one of the reasons why you don't want to use it during the one that's flowering. So I'd do it now, and then take a look. Are they fruiting apples? Is that where you were? Okay, so what I'd like you to look at, there's a product called Fruit and Tree Spray. What I'll do is hang tight with me on the other side of the break. I'll go a little bit into that and what you need to do with that. So hang tight, we'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We were joined with Bill before the break here. Bill, if you could just go over the question again for everybody who wasn't listening so we can go over it with you to help out.
Yeah, my question was on horticultural oil and fruit trees. And the trees were just starting to bud. And I wonder if it was okay to spray the horticultural oil this time of year.
Perfect. So the horticultural oil is also known as an all-seasons oil, right?
Yes.
So like I said, you can spray it now. But as I was describing from before, when it comes to fruit trees, there is a fruit tree spray that I want something for you to look into. The thing about the fruit tree spray is it used to say spray it six times a year, right before bud, after blooming, after first leaf, after first, you know, certain things right on it. They've actually changed that up a little bit. They actually only recommend doing it twice a year. Okay. And so on that, on the label itself, so I'm pulling it up as we speak here. It would say, for an apple tree, it wants you to spray when there's a green tip, pre-bloom, full pink, petal fall, first cover, and second cover. Okay. But then in the fine print, they say, do not exceed two applications per year.
Yeah, okay.
Right? So what they've actually talked about with this is using this twice in the season, this fruit tree spray itself, using it twice, it's got the It will help with anything like apple scab or moth, you know, the caudaline moth that might go into the apples, some maggots that might go into the apples. But then what they actually want you to do, because they've done more research, is only spray for what you're noticing that the tree is having issues with. So if it's a disease that you're seeing, using a disease control versus something that does disease and insect. Or if it's an insect control, just using something for insects. Or if it's a miticide, just using something for mites, right?
Yeah.
They've kind of looked at it and said, well, if we're using this so many times, it's a broad spray. It's not just a, you know, one pinpointing in it. And all trees are going to have some different things going on. So that's why they've kind of looked at it and said, all right, use this only twice, but then focus on the other items that's going on. If you're noticing, you know, a fungus on there, use something more of like a fungonil or a spray like that versus using this fruit and tree spray. Because when it's multiple products, it only focuses as much as it can on those issues. Whereas if it's just one product specifically for diseases, it's going to focus on the disease aspect, and that's what's affecting your tree. So does that make a little bit of sense?
Yes, it does. All right. Can I do another question?
Sure. I just got a minute and a half left, so we'll try to do it real quick.
All right. I'm doing some hydroponics with the lettuce, and the other day at the garden center they had onions.
Yep.
Little small ones. Now, can I plant those? I have a greenhouse. Can I plant them in tubs or something and then put them into the garden? Or can I put them in the garden right now the way they are? They're only about 3 inches tall.
So some of the onion sets, it would depend on which variety you are getting. What I'd like to see you do is, just to get the chart, because I'm running out of time and I want to make sure you get the right dates. If you go to the Burpee website and look up the onion set that you're looking to get, it has a chart there. It'll tell you when to put it outside or when to start inside.
They're not sets. They're seeds.
Okay. So if they're seeds, I'd start them inside right away.
Okay.
And get them going that way. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Get them going now, and then you can get them into the garden later once it warms up.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Bill, have a great one.
Yep,
all right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a break. When we get back, Victoria from Natural Alternative. See you in a few.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.